Please welcome, from New Orleans, 17-year-old clarinetist Jonathan Cohen. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you tell everybody what we're going to play?
I'm going to be playing the Mozart Clarinet Concerto, the first movement, K622.
When you are ready at center stage, we will take it from the top. Jonathan Cohen, our 17-year-old clarinetist from New Orleans, Louisiana, now studying at the Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan. Jonathan, you sound like you've been playing that piece your whole life.
Well, that stands to reason, because I have.
Really? So how long have you been working on it?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but my father's a musician,
That's
so
right, yeah.
pretty much since the time my mother's womb, I've been hearing this piece because, you know, everybody, every clarinet player plays it, but I've been hearing it for a long time. First time I started playing it was actually the first piece I ever played when I started playing clarinet.
So this is the first big piece you ever worked on?
Yeah, so that was in third or fourth grade or something, nice. But, you know, it never really gets old, so
absolutely.
It's the kind of piece you learn from every time.
Yeah. Your mom and dad are both professional musicians. Your dad teaches clarinet at Northwestern University. Was he your very first teacher, I'm imagining?
My first teacher and my teacher for 6 years.
Wow. What's that like, having your dad as your teacher?
You know, it's kind of like weird because you'd think, you know, it's like a sort of ambiguous relation between your dad and your teacher, but they're two very separate entities. You know, when I went upstairs into his studio to have a lesson, you know, it was a very different person. I might as well have called him Mr. Cohen, you know, because he was not dad. And equally on the other side, you know, when he came to hear me at concerts, he was the proud father. And then only after that did he, criticize me, so.
Now you're at the Interlochen Arts Academy in the North Woods of Michigan, a long way from New Orleans. Tell us, were you back in New Orleans when Katrina hit, or were you
Well, I was actually a lot more fortunate than most because I had actually moved. My father and I had moved the year before. I lived in Cincinnati a year between living in New Orleans and living. Oh, sorry, it's really confusing.
Yeah.
But so I was gone, but my mom was still down there. But she just relocated right after, you know, with a bunch of other people who just did the same thing.
Very rough. And so how's Interlochen working out for you? Are you just there? This is your first year there, or have you been there for a while?
No, this is just my first year. Interlochen's great.
Yeah, you like it?
You know, we just had a blizzard, and I was lucky to get here. You know, it was snowing like crazy, but. You know, I wouldn't trade anything for having, you know, a really cool roommate and, you know, ramen parties at midnight.
That's
and
good.
Diet
nice.
Pepsi and all the wonderful dorm life things and just being around really great musicians all the time.
It's pretty inspiring, I would imagine.
It's fun.